to fix the world. If laws are like source code, and politics of a nation are like a running program, then the source code can be modified to eliminate poverty, mass incarceration, unfairness, and fake education. Living within this fine program would grant us greater meaning, as we would spend more time on learning and on helping the world grow. Some may wish to know, why are we delaying? Why can't we bring that fair, more meaningful world into existence now? Well, we have that little problem of following authority without question. We have a tendency to inherit the culture we grew up into without question. This means that a lot of people may not know that there is a problem. They accept meaningless suffering as part of their existence. They will say, "What are you going to do about it?" Or, "You can't change the way things are." Seeing that there is a problem requires real education. Once we do cross into the more advanced world, prevention of ineffective or fake education will be very important to all. Just like we are all confused by the primitive lifestyles of the Middle Ages, the more advanced Earth civilization will be confused by our lifestyles. Even if we can't see that our education is ineffective, we can still feel the problem of unfairness in the back of our minds. The future will explain our cultures as lacking education, as being crushed by poverty and politics and problems of our own making. The nations of the world can't change the laws because their people are still growing up to see that there is a fixable problem. But we can shorten the amount of time it will take for the world to grow up by accepting the responsibility for our own education. By finding ways to make the gift of words on paper easier to learn from, easier to understand, with narrated versions and interactive lectures and interactive infographics. First, we self-educate, and then turn right around and build the new universities of the world. The whole world can only change for better when all its people become wiser. No wrongdoers, or misery worshippers, or those who feed on the poor can stop wise ideas that have permeated the people. The only way this change can come about is by people accepting responsibility for their own education, by understanding the inheritance of knowledge from great beings, the gift of words on paper, and the importance of fine, unending self-education. Our lives will become more enlightened by knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. Our struggles will become more meaningful when we dedicate some part of our daily efforts to encourage people to self-education and thus help humanity grow. There is no such thing as a nerd or bookworm. These labels mark the stages of someone's struggle to understanding, to growing all the way up to become an intellectual, a visionary, and an inspiration. Aging, on the other hand, has little to do with growing up. While there is no graduation, nor an end to real education. There does come a day when our journals, in hopes of grasping the world, become more brilliant. The first step is understanding. To get there, we need real education. And no education can be made more real than independent self-study, just at the right time, at the right pace, and in the correct sequence that fits what we already know. Let us all take to that first step to making the world a more meaningful place for all the future generations by making room for and reading nonfiction books that capture our attention. The way to make meaningful repairs to the world starts with the individual and their independent self-education, and then their encouragement for others to do the same. Let us then take to the great adventure of finding the next set of books that will enlighten our lives for better, that will improve the clarity of our thinking, the grasp on the world as it is today, and help us see a vision of the future that is worth our effort.